All right. Ram it. Hey, first time I talk to you. A good day for you. 5-7th, which should do better than 7th overall, but no, you got 7th overall with a 5-7.
Yeah, I mean, first moto was definitely good. Didn't actually really get off to the greatest start, but I kind of snuck through that in the first couple corners. But second moto, there was just some lines that I didn't quite have. I wasn't hitting the leap, which was kind of not in my favor. And so, yeah, I mean, that was kind of a bummer to go 5-7 for 7th overall. But we'll take it and learn some stuff for the next couple days.
Was it a track change that you didn't like, or some lines, or like a bike setup, or what do you think happened there?
Actually, we changed a little bit with the bike, and I didn't go in the right direction. And I think I possibly made the wrong tire choice for Moto 2. And so I think it maybe a little mixture of those two things, and then just, you know, I was overriding the track, I think, when it got slick. I was overriding it a little bit. So, yeah, we'll reevaluate for Monday.
Have you been happy with the start to your year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of up and down. Last weekend was a bummer, being on the ground in the first corner and stuff, but
you still rode well to come up.
Yeah, I did. And then the second moto, I had a crash like towards the end and went back to 15th again, so that sucked. But yeah, we had some good runs at Loretta's, and I feel like I've been like being around that seventh area is annoying. It really is. It's really frustrating. Last year I was stoked on that. Now it's like I'm bridging the gap to the front guys, but I need to be able to consistently do it. And a lot of it's, you know, just being smarter. And I'm learning it, but it takes some time. But I really feel like when I do ride well, I bridge that gap to the to that front four guys or five guys. And I don't want to be back there, you know, in the seventh, eighth area. Like the difference being 45 seconds off the lead at the end or 10 seconds is feels a lot different. So we're going to continue to try and work to stay right there with those lead guys.
That's funny you took the words out of my mouth, because last year I remember you got a sixth with TLD, and it was like the career best, and you crushed it. Yep. And here we are 1 year later, how things have changed.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. And like I was stoked on that, you know, at 6, 7, 8, just right in that top 10 area. But now, I mean, even I think we say it every year, it's like, dude, it's so stacked. And I mean, I feel like I'm one of the stacked guys, you know. I don't feel like it's, oh, man, you know, I'd have a disadvantage or, you know, looking at anyone else. I mean, I think Dylan is definitely really good right now, but Jeremy's proved to be, you know, he's won the last, I think, five motos. So he's, yeah, I mean, those two are really good, but I feel like there's a lot of us in that same kind of area where it's like getting a good start is so crucial. So that's one of my main focus points moving forward, is just to put myself in good track position. If I can see the leaders at the end of lap one, I'll be happy.
What about the racing here on a Friday in the fall? I heard two guys on the podium in both classes make a mention that it wasn't a typical Red Bud. What'd you think of all that?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. The weather, it's tough, because being 70 degrees.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not for me. I don't like it, because I think it opens up a lot of potential for a lot of riders, which I understand that, but that's kind of part of the Nationals. Like, it's so, I think there's a lot of dudes that can do really well with this, but I think one of my strong points is when it's 95 and we're 20 minutes into the second moto or even the first moto, like it's really tough, and you have to be super strategic with, you know, how you manage your food and how it's a like almost like a strategy game outdoors. And then when, you know, the track's pretty smooth, which it actually turned out to be fairly rough, rougher than I thought it was gonna, but you know, when it's 70 degrees, it really opens up a whole nother world of who can stay up there.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, thanks, Ram. I appreciate it.
Thank you.